Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Now we have Weedsday Wednesday? Yep, all right. Keep that on. We're going to forget that. Oh boy, we're going to cancel this. Cancel that. And start to go all over. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's the nearest camera? Where you are is on the radio.
Here Wednesday, Bellstar and the Cannabis Kid. We are having technical problems as usual. I figured if Cannabis Kid showed up, we wouldn't have any. But that's it. Here comes a big dog. So, well, I think we're still on air, trying to get a grip here. It is August 1st, and we're talking about 22 and a half days left till Christmas. Oh, my Lord, that's crazy.
We're having some delicious eggs.
Yep, we're doing the eggs. With cheese and bread.
How is everybody feeling out there with the concentrate crackdown?
I love it.
How do you feel about how this crackdown is happening? Do you feel that it's really not concerning you? You're going to go on with your day-to-day.
And it is a crackdown.
It is a crackdown.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And really what I want to see here is, are we, we know that our government and higher up, like,
can you hear me now?
Okay.
Okay. It is. I it's really echoey or
not bad?
Because we're coming from the phone through the computer kind of a thing. It's very strange.
Okay, so.
Okay, here's what. On Tuesday, June 26th, the Arizona Court of Appeals handed down a ruling in the case of State of Arizona versus Rodney Christopher Jones, which declared the manufacture, sale, and possession of certain medical marijuana concentrates legal in Arizona. On Tuesday, the ruling cites issues related to the wording of the voter-approved Arizona Medical Marijuana Act. AMMA 2010, as compared to a decades-old Supreme Court case setting different legal definitions for marijuana and hashish, under which the majority of the court chose to classify cannabis concentrate. Harvest disagrees with this ruling, as both have interpreted, and will continue to carry, manufacture, and sell the concentrated medicines that are called in man. Despite the AMMA's clear comprehensiveness in terms of what it designates as, quote, usable marijuana, quote, the Court of Appeals has chosen to arbitrarily adopt an extremely narrow interpretation of the Act's language. The Court's decision to construe the AMMA in this way supports some prosecutors' attempts to justify persecuting certain populations of vulnerable patients, against whom the decision wrongly propagates a false unfair stereotype. CBD greater than those found in typical flower or edibles. These conditions include certain kinds of epilepsy, PTSD, nausea, wasting syndrome, certain chronic pain conditions. Additionally, the ability to vaporize with many concentrates or to deliver others sublingually allows patients to reap the benefits of their potency without the risk of direct combustion. As such, these medicines can ultimately be safer and more comfortable for patients to use than simple flower, while still allowing full relief to come much more quickly than other legal methods, such as ingestion or topical application.
And the lower court, as well as the dissenting judge in this week's ruling, Arizona, in which it established that no passage of the AMMA specifically covers and other concentrates, despite any assertion of the defendant, and that it did not, as such, the language of the AMMA seems to indicate the authors recognize the potential for future medication marijuana provides to continually. Providers to continually develop innovative new medicines that suit patients' needs and demands. In the years since the AMMA passage, thousands and qualified medical cannabis patients have safely benefited from these medicines. The majority marijuana in its various forms and demonstrate judges' bias against high potency medicine.
Will this ruling be allowed to stand? Court of Appeals be more comfortable with the process than qualified medical patients who instead deserve protecting and understanding as the safest and most effective course of treatment. Harvest has been and will continue to be an aggressive advocate. My patients fighting for access to and acceptance and safe medicine. For the time being, this decision limits our ability to sell any concentrate where the plant's residence is completely time being limits our ability to sell any concentrate in this report. Now, any concentrate where the plant's residence may have completely italicized, where the plant's residence has completely separated from the plant material. Certainly for us, more patients So what they're saying is, when they're extracting the resin from the plant, from the not have
plant matter.
Thank you. Plant matter. So here's the deal, though. Let's look up. They don't have it. Let's look up the state. We're going to go to the Arizona Health Department, medical. And we are going to find out. In fact, you know what? We're just going to ask online right now in the live chat. Health Department. Folks, I'm going to actually blog the link to the website. If you scroll down to that section, there's a little green eyeball. Here's what we have. Here's the statement.
Hi, though.
At this time, don't have any further
matter. How do you respond to that?
Any matter. Do you have additional questions on how the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act applies to the state council for subversion law? Wow. Wow. So they're recommending you see somebody outside of the program to get advice about. Get it?
Stir in the pot. Where is that?
Is there anything else I can do? All right, well, let's give a little shout out to 4826 Broadway Boulevard. Almost 7 years in business. Almost 7 years. Yeah. That's right. Well, November is when we spent 2 years almost. Yeah. We were just giving a shout out to some of the Cell Center. If you want to come get five, we have a special thing last day. And it's five. All same doctor processes. You can sit down, folks. What medical conditions would qualify you for a medical marijuana card? PTSD, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation, Alzheimer's, a chronic disability, disease, or medical treatment for chronic disability. For medical conditions, common wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of severe or persistent muscle spasms, including
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona Medical
All right.
Marijuana Card.
We're back. All right, we're back. And contact us, 520-838-4430. Email thdtucson@gmail.com. It'll be text there. We could leave the text messages, and that's not how we roll. Come on down, 4826 is Broadway. We're at Broadway. Big, beautiful location. Hi, it's Emily. Amen. Again, thank you. I really wish that people try, you know, just somebody else Obama. It's not there. Even when Obama was in office, and I liked Obama, but even when he was in office, I was, it's not in charge of my body. No one
in charge of my body but me.
Trump, Obama, all the presidents. You
know, people are
represent you. I find that I don't always agree with them. Like, I like content. There's always usually something in there. Again, I have a little couple of things. You can explain this, your stance on this, because I don't agree, or I think different. But that's a good thing. So I'd be able to sit down and have a cup of tea and maybe a bong hit or a vape or whatever, or nothing. They're not listening. They're not starting the point. They're not. They're not listening to what the other person says. They're only saying, well, this is wrong. This is wrong. Well, or they're not even listening. They're in their head trying to. They're going to figure out said something they don't like. So they're going to be like, well, they were thinking, they were playing already. Now what they're going to say to you, well, they're not listening to what you're saying. So when you stop talking, not only have they not heard you, they've not listened to you. They're going to respond to something that they didn't hear. So we need to practice the fine art of breathing, being where you are. Oh, lung and cannabis. Why, Brian? Rolling. Packing the ball, immediately completely distilled. So, as to be admired, there's nothing more than watching an unburned hit, prime bud disappear. I just have to go low. Oh my gosh, it's so big. Almost a non
problem.
I guess you could have been. So, we have some Louise Health Center. We've got these. Bowls that go around your bones in your different sizes, and they start holding their screen, their built-in screen, and they're fantastic. You don't know what you're or joint that seriously burns down one side once it has been lit, aka canoeing. I heard that. Yeah, the canoeing going all the way down the side. How cute is that? Yeah, or if you watch a stem shoot down the ball, Okay, so in case you have ever wondered why grind weed at all, we compiled this paraphernalia. Okay, why do you grind weed in the first place? And by the way, because that's the best grinder. They really do. These things are awesome. Little container grinder and waterproof, smell proof. It's awesome.
I love that.
A little lighter in there, a little pipe in there, and you're. Yeah. It is. It smells many, many times.
I'm a big
fan. Oh, you like them? Yeah. Which is now illegal.
It's so
illegal. But you know, boy.
Hey, it naturally does it. I don't understand at all. And I
turned Nanny
Boo Boo.
All right.
Nanny Boo Boo.
Spreading directly down your flowers allows for all of the cannabis particles to burn completely as they are smoked. As the flower burns, natural terpenes and other chemicals allowing ingested. But there are obviously many different ways to accomplish the task of breaking down dubs. So why do you grind meat with a grinder? A grinder's sharp teeth quickly and completely shred your stuff. F-L-O-W. Inside joke to tell you later. The grinder is an easy way to get the job done. The grinder also can use herbs. H-E-R-B. Herbs. Nuts. We have some really nasty neighbors. Urban Henrietta, when we were growing up, you could not go in their front yard. Anything they come out with. All right. So keeping your bud, your marijuana, your cannabis, in one place while you work. Other alternatives that don't catch the plant as it grounds can be messy. So like cannabis to the thing, get the metal, you get the sign that we have. There's this little, there's different chambers in the metal. This one
Now you should be able to hear me.
If you have a and you have a one, try to come and we should pick up together.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
65. 160 if you have boot camp. Amazing. And let's see, if you go to the certification section, it'll tell you what you need to do. Improved medical diagnosis the last 12 months. If you don't come up that, we do offer evaluation. It does become a two-part process at that point. So you get evaluated one day, go through it all in the same day. The next day you come back, or whenever you want, you come back, and you get through the certification process. You can get very warm letters. It does have your name and a date that your answer was. So you either need your card or the award letter, and then you get $75 off. It's something amazing. All right, moving on. $50 evaluation fee. Today is the last day of our special, $235, so that becomes $285. And classic.
So, we have nothing to be an Arizona lifestyle.
Arizona Tucson lifestyle, yeah. And that's the way. And now they're going to have a certification section.
We are going to win. We're going to win because we actually have an actual golfer on our team, so we're going to really win.
We got a good team. So the sister and the Delphar and our neighbor. Down the road, I just got to say, we're just going to go with him one day, is what we're going to do. We're just going to drive with his car. Like, on your left, we got a on your right. All right, well, here we go. Oh, excitingness. I think I know what it is. Other than 22 and a half days for Christmas, so that's it. So, please, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Christmas. Hey, Christmas. Hey, Christmas. Hey, Christmas. We can sing fake Christmas, you know, because we're fake everything.
Proper.